Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and this is The Uplift, a weekly devotional podcast for normal people who just need an extra boost. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from Romans 3, verses 23, but mostly 24. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by God's grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. So I want to talk about grace. Grace is this churchy word, and we mostly think we know what it means, but really, do we really know what it means? Do we really understand what we mean when we talk about the grace of God? Grace is usually defined as the unmerited, unwarranted, undeserved favor or love of God, which, sure, is helpful, but it also still leads to a lot of questions about grace. Is there a limit? Is grace like pie? If there's some for someone else, does that mean there's less for me? Does it eventually run out if I use too much of it because I keep messing up? That's asking for a friend, of course. Also, does God eventually stop giving me grace because I obviously am not learning and maybe I've done some really bad things? Does grace have an application process? Like, do I need to meet some kind of criteria in order to receive it? Does grace only work if you believe in Jesus? So many questions. Here's the thing. Unwarranted, unmerited, undeserved grace means all of those words, unwarranted, unmerited, undeserved. It means there isn't anything I have done or haven't done in order to be worthy of God loving me, showing me favor, or offering me love and forgiveness. And that's hard to wrap our minds around because we don't live this way at all. We for sure have limits on how we love people. For how many times we forgive someone or how many chances we'll give someone who hurts us. And you know what? That's okay. It's good, really good actually, to have limits and to know that just because I can't love someone anymore or I can't forgive someone at this point in time, God still loves me, and God still loves the person that I don't, which is equally hard to hold on to because I want to put parameters on God's grace, parameters that include me but don't include the jerks and the mean people. I like to put parameters on God's grace, actually. I like it a lot. This verse from Paul's letter to the Romans reminds me that we all kind of suck at grace. We're all jerks who don't deserve it. But that's the point of Jesus. Instead of working hard to be good and judging others for how bad they are, and working and judging and working and judging and working and judging, Jesus came to change that system. Let's be honest, the working judging system wasn't going that great anyway, was it? Jesus changed the system from working for ourselves and judging others to just love. So then we could stop beating ourselves up and stop keeping others out. So we could simply revel in our belovedness and see that belovedness in others. That is grace. Grace lets everyone into this new system. And truth bomb here, if I'm really honest, I don't really like grace. I mean, sure, I like it for me, but not for others. I want God to hate the people I hate. I want God to stop loving people who are the worst. And you know who I'm talking about. This is when grace is not quite as amazing as the hymn has made me believe for all these years. The times I have hated grace the most are when I realize it is extended to people who I don't think deserve it. I hate grace when I realize that if there is enough for me, then there is enough for the people who really suck. And that makes me uncomfortable as much as joyful. Grace is this thing that bumps right up against the best and worst parts of myself. I like it when it's for me. I don't like it when it's for someone else. I'm sure many of you can relate to this. There's a little verse in the book of James that says, "And God gives us more grace." I just love this. It's after James has yelled at the followers for a long time, over and over again, saying, "Hey, you're doing all this stuff wrong. You're hating each other. You're doing evil." And then it says, "And God gives us more grace." I feel like I need to print this out and have it sitting all over the place, just as a reminder to me that God is the provider of grace and that there's always more to go around. When I start falling back into the working, judging system, the response is, "And God gives us more grace." God is a bottomless well of grace for me and for you. God just gives us more each and every time we need it. And boy, do we need it, right? I'm the first to admit that there are people I wish God would smite. Wouldn't that just feel so good? But if grace includes me, then it kind of has to include everyone else. And here's the best part. When we start to let go of our control of God's grace, do all sorts of incredible things happen. We start to see and recognize the total and all-encompassing scope of God's love and just how far outside our meager understanding it is. We start to see each other for our shared belovedness and not for our differences or the ways we dislike each other. We start to let go of our need to worry about someone's place or compete for a slice of grace pie. We begin to love others a little better. Because we have all this time on our hands that we've been spending on judging and working to make ourselves worthy, and now it just gets to be spent on loving each other with a little bit wider lens, with a little more of the grace we have been given. And then when we fall short, when we doubt and struggle and judge and just be human, God gives us more grace. Isn't that so beautiful? God just gives us more grace. So let that grace pour over you, fill you up, and send you out. The Uplift podcast you just heard represents a whole community of uplifters. People who are going through something difficult or have gone through something difficult, who needed something more than trite answers and cheesy cliches. This community now includes you. If you know someone who needs to hear something good today, please invite them into this little group of uplifters by passing it along. If you want more information, if you want to sign up for a weekly email or send me a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Lastly, a thank you to Nate Bergengren, who I am now bequeathing the title of podcast producer, for his work getting these recordings out into the internet by way of magic? I don't actually know how it works. And also for composing the music you hear at the beginning and end of each podcast. He's the best.